I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm excited to chat about Bad Daddy Bulldog. And maybe you can tell us what Bad Daddy Bulldog is and how it came to be.
Thank you. So Bad Daddy Bulldog, and it was created to give steer wrestlers a home, a place to compete, grow, and carry forward the spirit of true cowboy toughness, teamwork, and leadership. You know, the inspiration behind this came from our friend Johnny Wells. He was our champion bulldogger, leader of young men. He's also a member of our respected Holy Society, the Horns. Johnny, you know, like I said, he was our inspiration. He was more than just a competitor in our community. He was a mentor, a role model, someone who always lifted others up. And his loss, it's deeply affected our Blood Trap community. But through Bad Daddy Bulldog, and we want to honor his legacy, his leadership, and his love for the sport by creating something bigger than just a jackpot event. To me, this is about building a movement. We want to develop young athletes, keep the spirit of bulldogging alive in the next generation, and create a network of horse owners and competitors that will contribute to the future of this sport.
Love it. So you're keeping his memory alive.
Yes, sir.
So what makes Bad Daddy Bulldogging different or unique compared to other steer wrestling events?
So what sets us apart is that we're not just another jackpot. We're building a full-scale brand and movement. Let's call it a brotherhood of bulldoggers who support, compete, and push each other to be better. You know, unlike some other events that are just about getting in and out of the arena, we're focused on the overall experience, you know, the team component of Hazer and Bulldogger, and most importantly, some horses. You know, another key part of what makes us unique is our commitment to the next generation. Our friend and inspiration, John Wells, he was more, like I said, he was more than just a champion. He was our mentor and a leader, visionary who believed in building programs that empower young men to define their goals and chase them with a purpose. We're honored to carry that legacy forward by creating a platform where up-and-coming Bulldoggers can learn from seasoned professionals, sharpen their skills, and rise to the top of the sport. So we're also focused on growth. You know, our events are offering multiple runs, fair payouts, custom championship buckles, and year-end awards for our cowboys and our horses even. So we're setting the foundation for something that will expand year after year, you know, with bigger prizes, bigger crowds, bigger opportunities, and for the competitors, we're bringing fresh energy and a branding to the sport. So we have our own Bad Daddy Bulldog and merchandise.
Chatting with John Cauliflower about Bad Daddy Bulldog, and I'm just curious what the year looks like for you and what's the vision for the future?
So, you know, we're just starting out, but this year it's about establishing ourselves as a legitimate player in the bulldogging world, you know, setting the groundwork for something big. Our second event, it's March 15th at the Midnight Stadium in Fort McLeod, and from there we plan to host more jackpots, attract bigger names, continue building momentum for the championship finals, which we're having in September. So looking forward, we're not just stopping at a few events. We want to expand into larger venues, bring in higher prize money, and create training opportunities for our young competitors. And we're also working on securing sponsorships to ensure that we can keep growing and elevating this sport. But at the heart of it all, though, it's the legacy we're carrying forward. Bad Daddy Bulldog is about celebrating the team component of cowboys and horses, the Western culture, and most importantly, the sense of community.
So we're province-wide. So if somebody's hearing this saying, you know what, I want to get involved in this as a competitor, a sponsor, a spectator, where am I going?
So, like, we have posters out, you know, to enter. But, you know, as a competitor, if you're a wrestler or a hazer, this is where you want to be, man. You know, we have top-quality cattle. We have fair payouts and championship prizes that make each event competitive and rewarding. If you want to be a sponsor, we're always looking for brands and businesses that want to align with a growing action-packed rodeo movement. Sponsorships help us offer bigger prizes, expand our events, and build a consistent venue that serve our cowboys and community. And then if you want to be a spectator, whether you love rodeo or just want to watch some hard-hitting, high-speed bulldog in action, our events will bring the best competitors together for an electrifying atmosphere that's perfect for families and rodeo fans alike.
Chatting with John Cauliflower about Bad Daddy Bulldog in Series number 2, March 15th, Fort McLeod Midnight Stadium. What message do you want to leave people about Bad Daddy Bulldogging?
So as I mentioned before, Bad Daddy Bulldogging is more than just an event. It's a movement. We're building something bigger than just competition. We're creating a legacy of leadership, mentorship, and opportunity. This is about honoring the past while building on the future. It's about carrying forward what John Wells stood for, strength, brotherhood, and excellence in the arena. Our long-term goal is to make this one of the premier bulldogging organizations with bigger prizes, more prize money, and opportunities for young, aspiring bulldoggers to learn and grow under the tutelage of established pros and champions. We want to honor the roots of the sport while pushing it to new heights. So whether you're a bulldogger, a fan, or just someone who wants to support the next generation of champions, we got all the big action and big horsepower you can ask for. So get involved with Bad Daddy Bulldogging because we're just getting started.
John Cauliflower, Bad Daddy Bulldogging, Series 2, March 15th, Fort McLeod Midnight Stadium. Is there a website or anything people can visit?
We're just on Facebook under Bad Daddy Bulldogging.
Okay, and you can check out our websites for all the details as well through cfweradio.ca and cjwe.ca. Looking forward to it, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.